Pink Floyd's Animals is one of the most brutal takedowns of capitalism ever set to music, and it's still terrifyingly relevant today. Let's break it down. In the Orwell-inspired world of Roger Waters' creation, society is separated into three different animal groups: dogs, pigs, and sheep. Across the album, the band criticizes each of these groups one by one, so let's take a look at each. First up, dogs. These are the ruthless businessmen climbing the ladder by backstabbing and lying. In Roger Waters' words, "You have to be trusted by the people that you lie to. So when they turn their backs on you, you get the chance to put the knife in." It's literally a dog-eat-dog world. And the worst part is that even when they reach the top, they're completely isolated, weighed down by the system that they built. Then we get to pigs. These are the elites, hoarding wealth and power while keeping everyone below them divided in order to keep control. Waters actually called out real people in this song, like a conservative activist, Mary Whitehouse. But we all know modern day examples that fit this mold, right? Finally, there's the sheep, and that's us, the working class. We're passive, afraid, and easy to manipulate. For most of the song, the sheep just go along with whatever the dogs and pigs tell them to do without questioning it. But then something incredible happens. At the end of the song, the sheep rise up, decide to overtake the dogs and the pigs, and create a new world order. It's a powerful climax that the music really builds up to, but it's not exactly optimistic. Waters leaves us wondering, will this new order actually be better for all these animals, or will it just collapse in on itself like the last one? Like its industrial cover, Animals is bleak. It paints capitalism as a system that destroys everyone involved, whether you're clawing your way to the top, hoarding wealth, or just trying to survive. But it also carries a message of hope, a reminder that we can change things if we just wake up to our reality and organize. You think the message of this album still holds up today? Let me know in the comments.